I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the NS9 postgame show powered by Permane Brothers. I'm Ryan. He's Cody. It's Afternoons with Ryan and Cody. Pirates lose 7-6. We're going to get into it here. Just absolutely brutal, brutal games. Another brutal loss for the Buccos. Cody, what's up?
Yeah, it's never a fun afternoon with Cody and Ryan. It's always a miserable afternoon with Cody and Ryan. We just haven't been able to get a win.
No, and it's just in the worst possible fashion. We'll get into it. I'm gonna save my breath. Cody's gonna give a little read here. We're gonna be okay.
Yeah, we gotta take care of business here.
And then Ryan's gonna go on a little rant.
So, BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even line odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Yeah. So, Cody, I had it all set up. I was going to come on here, you know, Pirates were up 6-2. Hey, this was a nice little ball game. Nice afternoon game. Paul Skeens came out, third career start. You know, wasn't overpowering guys, wasn't striking out 10 or 7 in a row, but he was getting the job done, looked great. Like, hey, I'm happy Paul Skeens is a Pirate. This is great. The offense was hitting home runs. We had a grand slam again. It was a nice little ball game, Cody. And then Paul Skeens exits after 6. The bullpen comes in, which we know the shorthanded bullpen, Derek Shelton, Ben Cherington. Here we go. And Stratton gives up, 5 straight hits? Like we wait till the game's pretty much, you know, the lead's gone. Put in Chapman. He can't do anything. Gives up the lead. And there goes the game. And I can't believe I was coming on here to say nice little ball game. Like, you finally have I mean, this starting pitching this year, we are just wasting it start after start after start. The team finally hit today. It wasn't even the offense. The team's been hitting. They hit for power, which we've been dying for. McCutchen home run. Bart the grand slam. Reynolds adds on. Insurance runs. We're up four now. It didn't matter. None of it mattered because nobody in the bullpen can apparently get an out. Shelton just sits there until pretty much the lead's gone before he makes a change. I don't know what he was doing. Let's just let Stratton hang out there. Well, he wasn't fooling anybody. And the game's gone. And there it goes. How do you waste two straight grand slams? Two games in a row. You hit grand slams, you're supposed to win baseball games, Cody. You don't win it. You're wasting Jared Jones. Paul Skeen starts. I mean, Bailey falters pitching out of his ass. Like, it just, none of it matters. I hate this front office. I hate this coaching staff. I hate the bullpen. I hate how it was constructed. I hate the offseason signings. I hate the Chapman $10.5 million. I hate it all. Like,
I'm a loss. I'm at a loss. I really don't know what to say anymore. I think everybody else saw the writing on the wall of how this series was going to go after they decided, oh, we're going to go with less pitchers and more position players. And they keep a guy like Tellez, who, as you mentioned, they gave money to. So that's why Charrington doesn't want to give up on him, because he had to use, as well as Chapman, he had to use, what was it, 15-16% of his budget this offseason to acquire two of those two players, and both have been a detriment to this team. So sometimes when they're not even in the game, as Rowdy Tellez was, because he's taking up that extra roster spot so that you can't have another bullpen arm whenever your closer can't pitch. I know I'm talking about a game that happened yesterday, but it's just been a running theme this entire series with the Giants that the acquisitions of the offseason are a detriment to this team and have just caused us to not be successful. And I was trying to think, like, off the top of my head, and the numbers didn't line up the way I wanted them to. But I will say, three of the people that we paid this offseason are the reason we lost this game. Chapman, Tellez, and they re-upped on Shelton. Those three are a reason.
And they suck. Yeah, they all suck.
They are why you lost. And it also doesn't help that the guy that's decided, oh, I'm going to pay them more money, is at the top of the list of why we lost this game, because he doesn't know how to construct a roster.
And how about waiting till 5 minutes before first pitch to announce the roster move? Like, what are we doing here? Like, last night, Shelton said, we'll have to talk about if we're making a roster move. And then there it is, 5 minutes before game time.
I thought it was funny. Rob King tried to say, oh, yeah, Jose Hernandez got here as the game was starting today. It's like, no, he probably got here an inning ago, right, because he had to come from Indianapolis.
It's just, it's there. There's no plan. Like, it's just they're just shooting at the hip at this point, is what it was, what it looks like. And like you mentioned, the offseason signings. Look at when we played the Brewers, Rhys Hoskins. We talked about Rhys Hoskins and not signing him for first base and everything. There were games where he hit a home run and beat us. Look today, Matt Chapman was a free agent pickup for the Giants. My God, Chapman looks unbelievable for them right now. It's just, you're right. The offseason signings were horrible by Charrington. Obviously they went, you can't even say they went like full cheap again, because they threw $10.5 million at Chapman, the wrong Chapman, but they threw, you know, they threw $10.5 million at Aroldis Chapman. He's been terrible. Like, so it's
a correction from Jim. He had not Indianapolis. He had to get there from Iowa, because they were playing at Iowa. So he absolutely did not get there before first pitch. He was absolutely there probably maybe an inning or two before he came into the game.
Yeah. And he pitched and he gave up a run when it was, you know, still a 5-1, you know, game or whatever. But and then we got that insurance run on the Reynolds home run, and it was like, oh, hey, perfect. Like, we're actually getting some insurance runs. We're hitting for power. Again, it's all for nothing. I think I saw it yesterday. It was 14 to 27 losses, and so today would make 28 of their losses. 15 of them were blown leads. Like, this isn't good enough, guys. Like, the team, the starting pitching is keeping you in every game. You weren't hitting. You're finally starting to hit for some power, and the bullpen can't get outs. We're shorthanded. We're making moves. We don't know who's coming up, who's going down. We send Sawinski down, which is fine, but Rowdy Tellez still has a roster spot. By the way, the least shocking 0-for-4 ever today for Rowdy Tellez. Looked terrible again. Guy on third, one out early in the game. You think he could get a fly ball? You know, Rowdy Tellez, Mr. Power Hitter. Nope, he strikes out. He takes the
only strike of the at bat. He takes right down the middle. Yeah, doesn't right even think Broadway. About swinging.
Right down Broadway.
Does it? Takes it. And then John Wainard was trying to say, "Oh, that's a tough pitch to hit." No, it's not,
yeah,
right, John.
Yeah, middle. Yeah, that's probably the toughest pitch to hit. Yeah. Well, for Rowdy, it is tough to hit because he's washed.
Apparently.
He's terrible. How much longer do we need to see him in the lineup to realize that he don't have it anymore? I don't even think there was one simulation out of the 10,000 simulations that Ben ran in the offseason that had Rowdy at a 40 WRC plus. Like, this isn't working. The guy doesn't have it anymore. Like, get him out of here. That's the difference between the Pirates and other teams, which they make bad signings. But when they do make bad signings and they realize they're bad, other teams will cut bait and just, it's a sunken cost. We're moving on. The Pirates, we're going to double down, triple down. What's Shelton say? Rowdy's in between right now. In between what? He should be in between, 79 and his couch. Because that's where he needs to be heading. I'm tired of it, man.
Just, like I said to you before we started here, I don't know what else to say because we've just had to witness mass incompetence. That's all it is. It's mass incompetence of not knowing, a guy who is the general manager of this team, not knowing what players it takes to put on a field to have success. One guy isn't going to bring you success. Two guys isn't going to bring you success because those two guys that you thought would bring you success pitched great games the last 2 days and you still lost. And look at what the Angels did for years. They had Trout for years, a great player. Guess what? They didn't win anything.
No.
And then they bring in Ohtani, have him for a couple years. Guess what they did? Won nothing. You have to construct a lineup that's going to give you a chance. And having a guy that you paid 3 million on the bench isn't going to help you win. And also, I want to go back to what Mark said earlier. He wants to know why Jack was sent down instead of Tellez. To be fair, Jack was on the block to be sent down. He's not performed. Sure, he had a couple home runs these last few games or series, but he wasn't performing to the extent that he was expected to at this point. And he just, that caused him to be a scapegoat for why Tellez is not DFA'd. If he was playing out of his mind, then I feel like Ben Cherington's hand would be, he would have to DFA Tellez. But because other people who are expected to play well aren't performing at the expectation that is there for them, they're the scapegoats, and almost rightfully so, because how many years has Sawinski been on this team? Like, you got to get it going.
Yeah.
And when you're not getting it going, we bring up Bay because Bay has been getting it done in AAA. So he's going to play. He's going to start in center field like he did today. That's just how baseball works. But for some reason, that's not how baseball works for Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah,
he doesn't get DFA'd for bad play. He gets to sit his ass on the bench and just soak it all in.
That's the thing. The last two games, they didn't start him, so he was on the bench. And it's like, so now we're holding on to the guy with a 40 WRC plus just to sit the bench because,
right.
I mean, I think it's just, they just don't want to admit that they screwed up. It wasn't a great signing, and they don't want to admit it. And, they're paying Tellez. What is it, 3.2, 3.5 million,
whatever. What contender wants a guy with a .233 slugging percentage?
Yeah.
Tell me, what contender wants that on their roster? It makes no sense.
I don't. Yeah.
He won't get scooped up. He will be sent down because nobody wants
him. Who cares if he's scooped up? That's what
exactly.
I mean.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Get him out of here. I'd love for him to be scooped up.
Doesn't matter at this point who picks him up because he's just terrible.
But this thing, like Sawinski going down, I'm fine with. Like he needs to perform better. Send him down to AAA. Maybe he'll start hitting, get in a groove like you know we're seeing with Henry Davis right now. But it doesn't change the fact that Tellez should he should be gone. He should be gone. Like if there's accountability on this team in the front office, then you just need to cut bait with him. And yeah, this is exhausting, Cody. It's never easy for the Pirates. This team just never makes it easy. It's exhausting. Like you said, you can't do this anymore. It's just like, this is why when Skeens came up, everybody was so excited and rightfully so. And
I want to apologize to Matt. I'm too frustrated to read sarcasm today.
Yeah. It's tough here in the comments, but this is why I couldn't get that excited about Jared Jones and Skeens being up because of how this team was playing. Like first they weren't hitting. Nobody was hitting, well, you know, top to bottom of the order. No one's really hitting. Couldn't get a run. We're scoring one run, shut out, one run, two run, one run, nothing. Now the bullpen can't get anybody going. Can't hold a lead. Can't do anything. Can't get some scoreless innings. It's like, you know, I just can't get that excited about Skeens. Like today, you know, he's out there. We should be so excited for that start that he's a Pirate. He's proven that he's the guy. Even today when he's not striking out a million guys, like he was in complete control and we still lose. It doesn't matter. That's why I can't get as excited. That's why I don't get as excited. Like we have Skeens and Jared Jones up here and it's not translating to wins. And that's what I care about. I want to see the team freaking win.
Yeah.
We got the freaking, the best pitching prospect looks like pitcher in the league and we can't win. We still can't win. I think it was David Todd that said in the three Skeens starts, the Pirates have scored like four runs or something behind him. And in the other innings of those games, when he came out, we've given up 15 runs in nine innings in three games. I mean, it's brutal, man. Skeens has got to be like, what in the hell is going on?
I mean, it goes. Have you seen the footage of him not slapping hands with Rowdy Tellez? And it's like,
yeah, I wouldn't.
I think it's because he expects better. You know, you expect dominance from major league hitters. A guy that's touted as a power hitter can't hit a ball 10 feet out of the infield.
You can't blow back-to-back games where you get grand slams with Skeens and Jared Jones on the mound. And now we got the Braves coming to town, Cody. Oh,
I don't think I'm going to watch a single game.
Yeah.
Why put myself through that?
Yeah, the good old Atlanta Braves. I'm sure that'll turn out just swimmingly.
We have to see a roster move tonight.
Who knows? We might see one 3 minutes before first pitch tomorrow.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how much lower Tellez's OPS / WRC plus could go down before this team says enough is enough. And it's
the excuse they'll give is we're waiting for it to hit zero when it's mathematically impossible for it to hit zero. So they have a reason to keep him.
It's almost like, yeah, it's almost like Shelton managing the bullpen. Like, let's wait until Stratton blows this 4-run lead before we pull him out. And he gave up 5 hits, 5 runs. You know, one of them was inherited when they finally pulled him and put Chapman in. Yeah. But look, I get it. There wasn't many options today in the bullpen for Shelton because, you know, good Lord knows the front office didn't do him any favors. But just you can't sit there and watch Stratton just give up hit after hit after hit like he did other night. Chapman walked the bases loaded before you decided, you know, it's like, I mean, obviously they have to face three guys, so you can't take him out before that. But today they could have pulled Stratton after the home run, which made it a 1-run game. They left him in. He gives up the double. You know, let's bring Chapman in with a guy on because that's turning out very well this season. You know, I'd rather have a pitcher come back in with a clean base, you know, clean bases, right, than bring in Chapman with the guy on second. It's just It's just nothing, you know, nothing's working right now. Any move they make just isn't working. And the front office isn't doing them any favors. And it sucks.
Well, let's turn to a...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Positive, because Chortle says, I can't even be mad at the offense. Six runs is six runs. How expletive is that not to say? And that it's true. This team, they're scoring runs. They're doing what we expected them to do at the beginning of the season, right? They're hitting with power. They're getting on base. They're scoring runs. That's a positive to take out of this, right? You got a guy like Joey Bart who you acquired early into the season. Who it's paying dividends here. He gets the grand slam. In my opinion, he's been hitting well. I don't know his stats off the top of my head.
879 OPS.
Right. So he's getting it done. He's doing what he needs to do. He went 2-for-4 today, I think. And then a guy like Reynolds, who, you know, June is usually a hot month for him, and he's getting ready for it. He went 3-for-5 today, had an RBI, only one strikeout.
Yep.
And then Kutch almost hit, or he did hit a home run, almost had two.
Another leadoff home run. How about that? It right in Matos's glove and just dropped it right out. It's almost like he had it and was just like, I'm going to drop it.
Yeah, that's one of those ones. They talked about it on the broadcast. It's like, you got to get a new glove after that. You can't trust that thing.
Yeah.
But it reminded me, too, of what happened to Grandal whenever he missed the tag because the ball flew out. It's like, did you oil your glove up? Like, did not wipe off the oil? Like, I know you got to clean your glove, but let's get something sticky in there, you know?
Right. Yeah, that was bad.
Kutch was given one right there, kind of.
Yeah, Kutch has come on. I mean, since, you know, DiNardo's okay coach you know, we know he was getting a lot of loud outs and he was getting unlucky, right. And Kutch is now he's starting to get credited for some of those because that home run definitely was falling out of the glove. That was some justice that Kutch needed. So, and then, Reynolds looks to be really heating up, which is nice to see. Nick Gonzalez too, Nick Gonzalez had a big hit.
That's
and then had another one
to
the notch that was pretty much, would have been gone other places. So, I mean, he's been great since he's come up. He's really been hitting. That was another one too. It was like with this offense struggling for so many weeks, like, dude, Gonzalez is he's tearing it up in AAA. Like, let's bring him up. And they waited forever to do it, and then they finally do it. But he's been great. I wish he would have came up a little sooner.
Yeah. The thing with Gonzalez is, I think he's finally it took him longer than we expected, but I think he's the guy that we always expected him to be. It took him a long time. Probably you might have to pay him like sooner. I don't know how that works. If he, how many years of control we have now or whatever. But
you got it for a ways, yeah.
We do? Okay. I don't, you know, baseball contracts are complicated. Just keep it simple like football.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
But
football's doing voidable years and stuff now.
Yeah, right. But it's like he's finally that guy, I think. I'm ready to say that he's the guy that he was supposed to be. And, you know, even though he had the great offense today, it's one of the disappointing points because he had that leadoff triple. And nobody could hit him in. Rowdy couldn't hit him in. Bart couldn't hit him in.
Yep.
And it's just one of those things where it's like, I think you got to find a different place for him in the lineup. He can't be batting in front of a guy like Tellez who's just going to strike out or ground.
Triolo and Tellez, yeah.
Right. Yeah, Triolo's another one. You know, he has his moments, his blips of greatness, if you want to go that far. I don't know if he's been great, but he has these blips of being a good player, a serviceable player, and then he goes into these long droughts of just not being able to do it. But it's just, it sucks because, you know, how many different lineups do we have to see until we realize, hey, maybe we need some consistency.
Right.
Finally, we have some consistency in 1-2-3, right? I think that was the only thing that was consistent today from yesterday is hitters 1-2-3 were all the same. I think what they moved Cruz to bat cleanup. Yeah, Cruz batted cleanup. Then Gonzalez fifth. I mean,
Cruz did not have a good day.
No, over four strikeouts. Just wasn't seeing the ball.
Yeah. And he's been great. Obviously, we know about the exit velo, and he's been coming on. But yeah, just a very poor game at the bat for him at the plate.
I did see. I think someone mentioned that. Was it in our comments? I thought his batting average has not been good the past week. He's been batting like sub 150, I think I saw.
Who's that?
Cruz. I could be
wrong. He had the game. I mean, that was just a couple games ago when he had the two big, you know, 120 mile per hour hits into the corner.
138. Thank you. 356 pounds to fit.
Yeah,
Cruz is four for his last 29, batting 138. That, yes, I saw that earlier. Thank you. And it's like, yeah, he has those three hits where he, you know, crushes the ball, but it's like one game out of the week that he does
that.
And it's like, what do you got
to
do?
Needs to be a little more consistency.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, I don't know the guy, obviously, but I feel like it's a mindset thing. Because I look at the way he plays, and I don't want to call him lazy anymore because I don't think that's what it is. I think it's just a mindset that he turns on and off. You know, he knows he has the talent, but he chooses where and when to use it.
Yeah,
and it's unfortunate because you would hope that a guy with that much talent and upside would choose to use it every day. And just doesn't seem like that's the case. And, you know, sometimes, like, his play at shortstop recently has not been great. He had, I think in this past series, he had like three errors at least. One coming on a ball that should have been Sawinski's that for some reason he called off Sawinski and he drops the ball. And it begs the question, I think, is it time for him to move off a shortstop? I think it is. I don't think he's best utilized there. I know that's his position that he's comfortable with. You know, that may be the case, but I don't think that's the position where he's most efficient. I think he'd be most efficient in a corner outfield spot. He's got the arm for it. He's tall enough to rob a home run. You know, when your body's built that way, I think you got to listen to your body and say, hey, I could be better used in the outfield.
Trade Cruz to Toronto for Vlad. There you go.
I'll take it.
Vlad at first. Is that what we're doing? Yeah, I mean, like I said, I wasn't really coming into this to to kind of turn it into a Cruz, you know, rant, but right. He didn't have a great day. And like you said, it is like he's having the one big game, or, you know, when he is hitting, it's for power and it's for, you know, big hits and exit velo, but we just kind of need to see more consistency from it. One last thing I did want to say on Gonzalez's triple was, like, we know he can hit the fastball. That triple came off of a slider today, which he's been hitting more breaking pitches. So that's good to see. That I just think he's rounding out as a good hitter. Like we know, you know, I think when he was drafted, a lot of people were thinking he was just going to be this, you know, power hitting second baseman. But yeah, I think the hit tool is there and he'll just be a solid hitter. I actually, with this lineup, I'd bat Gonzalez second and move Reynolds to either cleanup or fifth. I think Gonzalez is the perfect kind of, I don't know, two hitter. I mean, nowadays everybody's like batting people all over the place, but I think that's just
Derek Shelton.
Don't hit him behind. Don't hit him in front of Rowdy Tellez or Triolo.
Right. But no, I think that's just Derek Shelton that likes to bat everybody at every spot in the lineup. I think other managers are smart enough to say, okay, you're a three hitter. Okay, you're a cleanup guy. Okay, you're a leadoff guy. Derek Shelton, on the other hand, he likes to mix it up. He likes to have fun.
He doesn't want anybody getting.
He's spontaneous. What do you mean? Like, why would you want the same lineup every day to be consistent? You gotta have a little fun with it, Ryan.
Yeah, spontaneous Shelton. Yeah, he doesn't want anybody getting comfortable in that lineup.
Hell no. Why? What's fun with being comfortable?
Yeah. But hey, we talked about the lineup. Let's talk Skeens. I mean, we didn't really, you know, we kind of buried his start because of how the game ended. But, you know, Skeens, his finishing line, 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. I believe that was his first walk of his. Did he have a couple?
It was his second or third. He had one in his first start.
And then, you know, the second start, nobody could touch him. So, yeah, he gave up hits, 6 hits. He scattered, you know, throughout, but they pretty much were all soft hits. You know, it was a different Skeens we saw today. I think, you know, the way Bart was calling it, or, you know, I think they called the game a little differently than we'd seen the first two starts. But at the same time, like, the only hits he gave up were, you know, quiet singles, and he still got the job done. Like, he showed that he can be, where he's not just overpowering everybody, striking out 10 or whatever. Only 3 strikeouts today, and there was really not a point where you weren't like, this guy's not in control. Like, he had it going from the first inning as far as getting outs, kind of being a little more efficient, 93 pitches in 6 innings. You know, if he had more strikeouts, he'd probably have been pushing 100 or whatever. So it was nice to see him, and I don't know if that was a strategy for, you know, with Skeens and the Pirates coming in, was because they knew the bullpen was kind of not all available. So they're right. Like, you know, let's try to have Skeens be a little more efficient today. Whether that was the plan or not, like, he got the job done, you know, 1 run, 6 innings, you're going to take it every day. Like I said, no complaints here. Skeens, I love it that he's a Pirate. I can't believe he's a Pirate at this point because it almost looks unfair. But again, it's like, I can't get excited that much about these starts because of how this team plays around them.
Yeah, no, I was concerned about this start strictly because I think it was the first time Joey Bart was catching for him. I think every other time it had been Grundahl. We know that he's comfortable with Henry Davis, but he's not here. He's in Indy. So I was curious on how this start would go with somebody else calling the game. But then they brought up, I think it was in like the 5th or 6th inning, that Paul Skeens also has the pitch calm thing on his belt where he can call the pitches. So I don't know if that's just for two-way communication to be like, hey, no, I'm comfortable with this pitch or what. Right. But that was intriguing to me to see that. He just wasn't – I mean, I'll give him this. The Giants had, I believe they said it on the broadcast, the 10th best average of the starting lineup in baseball. So you're facing a team that you know can hit. They're top 10 in the league and getting a hit.
Right.
So I wasn't expecting a dominant performance. I would have been over the moon if he dominated and had another 10 strikeout game. But he did what he could do against a lineup that knows how to hit the ball. And that's all you need to do. And I think it's the same thing that Jared Jones does is, you know, he comes up against a hot lineup and he's still able to shut it down. And
right. And these guys are so young. I mean, this is right, this Skeen's third career start. What, Jones is 22. I mean, it's awesome to see. I mean, it's hard not to sit there and smile as you're watching it, but then you see the bullpen come in. But no, man, yeah. And Skeens was, like I said, there was no question today like I had that he was never really in trouble. Like I said, they scattered some hits, but nothing was too hard hit or any kind of jams that he got in. And
Chortle asked how many pitches he threw.
It was 93.
He threw 93, so it was less than his last start. I've been a little surprised that they've been stretching him out so far, considering they wouldn't let him do that in AAA. I think the most
he was doing three innings. Yeah.
I think the most pitches he threw in AAA was like a little above 75, maybe 80.
Yeah.
So now they're just all right, kid, you're here. Go for it.
It's curious, Cody, because, you know, and the guys talked about this last night. We saw Jared Jones get pulled after that, you know, fifth inning. What do you have, like 59 pitches or whatever he was at, and the bullpen blew that game. Go figure. We saw that, and they said, "Well, this is something we're going to do throughout the year. Jones is going to go five innings. You know, it's predetermined starts. We're going to do this." But since then, we haven't done it.
They realized how bad an idea that was.
So we haven't done it again. So, like, when's the next predetermined start happening? Because they've kind of been stretching Jones, too. And now Skeens, only in his third start, they're, you know, like you said, 93 pitches, last start even more. You know, he's going six innings. Like, so, like, do we just throw that to the side? Like, what – I need somebody in the media to ask that question. Like, what happened to that great strategy?
Yeah,
Want these guys in September instead of losing them now?
Right.
You know?
I think they realize that's a good way to lose games. Like, being at that game where they did that with Jones was terrible. Because, you know, like, this was before we had all the problems with the bullpen, right? This is whenever we were kind of hot on the pitching staff. And I'm like, you know, I'm sitting in my seat. I tell my buddy, I'm like, hey, once Jones comes out, we can start walking around the ballpark. As soon as I say that, I see, I think it was Luis Ortiz come out. I'm like, it's the sixth inning.
I'm surprised we didn't see Ortiz today.
Right. And I was like, why did they take him out? I was like, this is weird. This is odd. And then just to see that collapse of a game that was handled with the most efficient pitching that has ever happened. It was like a record. He set a record for the amount of pitches thrown and how many strikes were thrown.
Yeah.
That it was a record.
It was a 51 strikes, 59 pitches or something.
Yeah, it was 50 strikes, 59 pitches, 9 balls. He threw 9 balls outside of the zone.
That's crazy.
But they pulled him.
And
I can't even believe I'm getting mad about this again. But like, how do you look at a guy dead in the face and you say you're only going 5 innings? Why wouldn't that guy come back and say, well, what if I only throw 45 pitches?
Right.
Like, what if I have, you know, 5 immaculate innings? are you just going to pull me anyway? Yeah,
why is it not a pitch count instead of an inning count? And they were easy. Like, we talked about this before. They were easy, like, innings where they, you know, there was no stress. He didn't have guys on. He wasn't working through jams. That's the thing that kills me about that strategy was – If you're gonna do that, where some starts were only gonna go 5 innings, do it on a night where, you know, like the other night, like Jones didn't really have it all and he was kind of scuffling and giving up some runs. Don't do it on a night when he looks dominant. Like, why are you?
Well, Ryan, they can't do that because they had Rowdy on the bench instead of Ryan in the pen ready to go. That's why they didn't do it the other night.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, it's just I'm interested to see with Skeens and Jones the rest of this year. how they handle that workload, because since that Jones start, we haven't seen that again. They've been kind of letting these guys go. You know, it's not like they don't have Skeens out there throwing 110, 120 pitches, but they're letting them go deeper than I thought they would this early on. So, who knows? It's Ben Cherington and Shelton show. So I think they just make it up on the day of at this point.
Pretty much. That's why we get roster moves 5 minutes before the game.
Exactly. Line up on an afternoon game. Who needs it? We'll get it 15 minutes beforehand. All right. Anything else tonight, Cody? Or tonight, no, today, whatever.
I'm surprised we went this long.
I know. Sorry, guys. No sandwiches again. One of these afternoons, Cody. It's gonna happen. It's gonna be glorious.
It's all my fault. I take blame. At least someone will take accountability around
that's
here.
That's right. Somebody needs to take accountability in this organization. But all right, let's get out of here. Pirates lose 7-6. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the therapy session. You know, like, subscribe, all that stuff, review.
Yeah, join, become a member today. It's only 99 cents a month. You get some little emojis and your name changes down there so people know that you're a member. Or you can go up to, I think, $4.99 is our biggest one, and
MVP.
You get access to the MVP Discord channel. We're doing another watch along later this month, I believe May 28th. I could be wrong about the date, but we will be doing another watch along. Those are fun. We had one for the A's series. It was a blast. We had so much fun with that. I hope to see more people in it this coming week, because there's so much fun. It's like these therapy sessions, but like we actually get to talk to you guys, and there's a lot more input, and it's just like, it's super fun. That's one of my favorite things that we've done this year. But on top of that, my absolute favorite thing that we do is the tailgate. Tailgate's coming up.
1 month away, baby.
1 month away. We got the tailgate. We got some koozies. I thought I had a koozie on my desk to display, but I don't. I have three boxes of them in the corner, though. So
they're all there.
They're all here. We're ready to go.
Love it. Ready
to give some away at the tailgate. Make sure you RSVP at the link in the description. Tailgate, June 22nd, Gold Lot 1, 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Catered by Permane Brothers.
Catered by Permane's, and that's why we need you to RSVP so that we don't order too much food for Permane's.
Win or lose that day, if you RSVP, you will get a sandwich.
You are absolutely getting a sandwich, even if we lose 20-0, which could happen at this point.
Right.
So hope to see you all there, and I don't think we have anything else to plug.
No. I think that's about it. I think you nailed it all. So let's get out of here. We'll see you guys.
See ya.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP 43926 7V1.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy to install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in store or on Menards.com for more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.